girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day. And it's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft. So soft, they beg to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft. Softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So, visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them the score sent you.
Guy.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
It's always hard for a coach. Right? I think you guys have been around Jim enough to know that he's a very positive guy. I mean, he keeps trying to grind it out. And he, you know, one thing I do admire is he doesn't quit on these guys. You know, he looks at them and he, you know, he believes in them. So this league, every team faces injuries. We're not the only ones. And, you know, that's why you have a 15-man roster. But Jim handles it very well. He's trying to coach these guys, and he's trying to get them better.
Middays on the Score.
Yeah, it's not working that great, though, John. The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. The story is that Mike McGraw of the Daily Herald, who we had on the show earlier today, has used the term likely that John Paxson is moved out of his position as executive vice president of basketball operations, and in an advisory role would watch someone else take over that role in charge of the Bulls basketball operations. Sources are telling him that that is what is going to happen. Yet, we have this very nebulous picture of who's making the decision, how the decision is going to be made, and what that ultimate role is going to be. And it's immensely frustrating as the NBA world descends on this city.
Wouldn't you imagine, too, because Pax was asked after the trade deadline passed and the Bulls stood still and didn't do much or anything, about the summer of 2021, correct? If you're positioning yourself at all for a summer that includes Giannis as a free agent and a couple other good players, not a whole massive crop of players like we've seen in a few years past, but Giannis is a headliner there. You would say that that's a guy you'd like to bring in on whatever deal you can sign him to and build your team around, right?
Good.
Okay, check that off the list. We've agreed on that. If you're going to do that, Wouldn't you rather have your new management crew, your new front office, your brand new look, all that kind of stuff beginning construction in the year prior to 2021,
yes,
than in the offseason prior to 2021? I'm on that voting team. Like, I'm there.
Get on with it.
I'd check that off the list.
I would have done it already. What are you waiting for?
There's a text that came in. I'm going to read it verbatim. It's from the 847. And the text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Gents, this is the first time in, 3 to 5 years that I'm enjoying Bulls talk here on The Score. Normally, I turn it off. Maybe this will be change needed to overhaul the dumpster fire. If that's changing minds, if the very idea that the thing that Bulls fans have taken for granted as a constant within this organization is perking up ears and changing the way that a loyal fan base who still goes to games, yeah, the attendance dropping some, but if you look at where they are relative to the rest of the league and then took their record into account, if you just removed the austerity of the Bulls brand, right? And I just showed you the win-loss record over the last handful of years and the attendance totals over the same handful, you would say that this team, being where it is attendance-wise,
is a healthy business, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but they were like that.
You'd ask, how the hell do they do that?
They were like that when they were bad and were still number one, number two, number one, number two. Them dropping to 10th, them dropping to 23rd in capacity in 1 year is huge.
Well, that's I would never tell you to just look at the Bulls through the lens I provided you. Just that win, loss, and attendance record. Because it matters that they're the Bulls. It matters that that brand pulls people into that arena, into those seats. That absolutely matters. And the fact that that kind of sway doesn't bring the same amount of bodies in there as it used to, specifically in this season, should matter a hell of a lot. This isn't some like neutral run of time where, oh, it's as good a time as any to change over a front office that's been middling and I'll borrow Rick Hahn's words, mired in mediocrity. Like, this isn't any other time. You are in a position to get yourself set for a summer where a transformational player is going to be a free agent for 2021 and Giannis. You have to have things set up and ready to roll. I don't understand why you would take more time to just see if we can adjust this, that, or the other, keep doing business as usual, and hopefully the free agent that hasn't come here yet makes the decision to come here and reshape a franchise.
I hadn't thought about the expense too. Like, they're looking at cutting a check. Like, if they blow out everything and see the guy you call, and this is going to sound bizarre. If I'm Michael Reinsdorf, I'm calling Tom Ricketts.
For what?
To talk about the experience of starting afresh when you know what you don't know. And understand, you know that there's so much out there. There's a way that the sport is being managed. There's a way that the best practices that you know that Jim Hendry's not the guy. Mm. You know, whatever is going on in this organization right now, given that opportunity to have fresh ownership, maybe you call Rocky Wirtz. Maybe you say, you know what? When you knew you needed to do everything differently, that's the kind of institutional wisdom you need right now. What led the Cubs to investigate the availability of Theo Epstein?
Right.
How much money did they set aside when they confronted some of this stuff and said, hey, the way we've been doing this was great for a while, but in a way, it's a business side winner's trap. Epstein talked about the winner's trap. Because you're winning games, you think everything that you're doing is working when winning is covering some of what's falling behind.
Right.
On the business side, with their great little dinner theater that they've been, their game production and all that, maybe there's a bit of a winner's trap there. That's the lunch I want to have. That's the meeting I want to have. If I'm Michael Reinsdorf, I want to say, Tom, let's have a heart-to-heart about what goes on here. Rocky.
Meet you at Madden's post. Yeah. Oh, wait, it's not there.
Actually benefiting from the wisdom of a genuine organizational overhaul, of scraping everything out and saying, how, you know, if I'm going to do this, what do you advise? Don't advise me on basketball right now. We're not talking basketball.
Yeah.
We're just talking about sports business.
I mean, hell, even if you want to have a I like this idea. Even if you want to have a conversation with those guys about what it feels like to cut checks to people that won't be around anymore, you know, that's just understanding that, yeah, this is a sunk cost, that we need to move on, and for the betterment of the franchise, these people have to be relieved of their duties. We got to bring in a new, fresh set of eyes to go take a look at the roster we have and the situation that we find ourselves in. I like that sense, even if that's all that gets learned there. I think there's something else too here, Dan. This will be an offseason where for the first time in what feels like forever, even the Knicks have changed how they go about things. The Knicks...
And listen, even the Knicks... Even the Knicks, even the one and only.
Oh my God, it's the Knicks. Like, even the Knicks have gone, like, Leon Rose is in. Mm-hmm. They've changed out a lot of their front. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, before I have a tough texting, time going no, down listen, the line with
I
you on
have
the
a
Knicks
tough
stuff
time,
as
too.
Long as
I don't like being here either. But the Bulls have made me go down this line. Yeah. Sure, Dolan is still there, and that sucks. And Leon's probably going to strangle him with his own belt at some point in the next couple of months. That's neither here nor there. Even still, that franchise, that ownership group, James Dolan, of all people, has decided, you know, I guess things could be better around here. Who's to say that that changes an offseason for them? That is dysfunction with a capital D. I get it. But now you're going to go into this offseason compared to the rest of the portion of the league that can't get out of its own damn way, and at least one of those teams has gone, okay, let's try something different, I guess. I think that's kind of meaningful.
I'm not willing to... I get what you're saying.
They changed.
I know.
Dan, they
I know, but they didn't.
They didn't.
They probably didn't.
They didn't.
Donnie Walsh got them to the playoffs, and Dolan still couldn't stop meddling. Donnie Walsh, a guy who has how many skins on the wall at the time that he's with the Knicks, and Dolan couldn't help himself but meddle and meddle and meddle, and then he made bad decision after bad decision. So, like, okay, in theory, it's just like the opposite type of problem of the Bulls, where the Bulls have the stagnant problem. The Knicks have the too much change problem. Like, they're closer to, like, the Cleveland Browns in that regard.
Then that's they a good still comp. Have an opportunity. It is a good comp. Then they still have an opportunity to not be the Knicks, because they can make change and then invest in the person that they bring in to make change instead
of meddling.
But
they never do. That's the thing. Like, I don't understand why anybody outside of just, in theory, this seems like a good hire. Okay, cool. But you have to take into account that Dolan is there, and Dolan has shown zero ability to stay away for an extended period of time. That matters.
Yeah, that's fair. God, that's such a horrible LeBron franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks are an absolute mess.
Yeah, and I can't speak to what they're doing on the business side compared to the Bulls if they're the same kind of moneymaker. I mean, I know they've got
They're the highest or second highest valued team in the NBA.
Valued, yes. But yeah, I don't know about their the profits that they're doing per year. I can't speak to that. But if you're just talking about the basketball side of it, there are so many teams that know how to value talent, that know what development is, that know when to begin looking at guys and how to lay the groundwork for free agency. Mm-hmm. And the Bulls are just so outside the high-end league politics. You know, they're a cool brand, and I know there are young people that still like them, but now you've got NBA players who were born after Michael Jordan retired. And at some point, it stops to matter that kids in China love Derrick Rose. You know, it stops to matter that Michael Jordan was here. And I thought there was a really good point that John Greenberg made in The Athletic that I hadn't considered before. And I thought this when I drove by, but I wasn't intelligent enough to think more about my thought. And it was driving on Madison Street. I was going from the Greek town Mariano's over to Johnny's West.
Okay.
And I'm driving on Madison. I drove by United Center. And I looked to my left to get a glimpse of the Jordan statue, which you can't see anymore.
Nope, it's inside.
It's inside in the atrium. And I know the atrium's good business,
mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that John mentioned that when a statue is public, statues are outside for a reason, unless they're in a museum, because they need to be preserved.
Right.
Statues are public. They are civic things. They are they're literally the being outside is the point of a statue. And I felt it was an odd feeling, even though part of me for so long has driven by that statue. Mm-hmm. And I know it's been a while. The atrium's been up for a while, but I don't take that, because usually I'll take the Eisenhower, get off at Western to go to Johnny's, and it routes me that way. But it sent me a different way.
You buzzed on Halstead or
something? Because of traffic. Yeah. And however it gets me there, the Van Buren to the thing to the thing.
The thing to the thing, right.
But I thought, you can't see the statue anymore. And it felt like even though they technically own it, right?
It's, yeah,
I don't know. So. But a statue is not supposed to be owned by a business or a company. And I just thought it was odd and somewhat noticeable, but I didn't really sort of crystallize my thought.
That's interesting. Enough. I remember when I was covering the Blackhawks quite often for the Score the first time I was here, I morning skate would be at the United Center, and then, you'd leave, you'd go get a sandwich or something like that, maybe come work a shift here for you and Terry, and then go cover the game at night. I would, you'd leave morning skate, and I'd walk out past the Jordan statue.
And there
was
tourists.
Always, yeah. Always people there taking photographs in front of the statue. There would almost always be a group of people speaking a language other than English, like clearly tourists from another country who had come down to the Jordan statue to take a photo outside and just kind of be a part of it as a tourist destination here in town. Always, mm-hmm. Every single time, people there, almost always people not from this country enjoying the statue of Michael.
I'm not sure that really informs your business anymore. Regardless, it's a long-winded way of saying that this guy is now a statue. He's an owner of another team, and whatever it was that has powered the ethos of your front office and the mythos of John Paxson.
Right.
That's still part of it. His connection to those teams, the fact that he made the shot, is still powered a lot of this stuff. And you can give him that. It's not like Kenny Williams ever did anything on a baseball field that anybody even remembers, So it's time. It's past time. It's time to start afresh. And that's when the owners of the Bulls, whether it's Michael, whether it's Jerry, whether it's both, I want them to go to Tom Ricketts and say, what were your thoughts? What were the first things you wrote down about big picture baseball moves?
Yeah.
And if you end up keeping some of these folks around, that's fine. It's just not your decision. Was it like Tim Wilkin, who they had, Theo knew that there was...
Oh, yeah, Tim Wilkin and Randy Bush.
Yeah.
Both of those guys were kept around in the organization, I think.
They knew that there was some institutional knowledge. They didn't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
That there was some value in there. And it's possible that there are some guys that you've hired who you might want to keep. But just allow someone else to make that call.
Not for nothing. Only because we brought up the Knicks and I was so roundly shouted down because James Dolan is a horrible, horrible NBA owner. The Bulls are 10th in the league in attendance this year, home attendance, averaging 18,887 fans a game. Any guesses on where the Knicks are on that list?
14th.
11th. They are the spot behind the Bulls, which I don't know if it tells you anything or another, but the fact that those two franchises are right there, 10 and 11, 18,836 fans, like 50 fewer fans a game. That's crazy to me.
I know we got some callers who want to jump in. 312-644-6767. Feel free to do so. We also have another pair of day passes to the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier that's coming up as part of All-Star Weekend. We'll give those away next. Keep it here on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? The answer is too much. Consolidate your credit cards into one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money right now. Every day you don't do this is a day you are throwing money away, because you can get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. Think how much lower that is than the national average interest rate on credit cards, which is over 20% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. A very satisfied customer said the following, quote, "I heard about LightStream through a radio program, and I'm so glad I had the courage to reach out and try the service. Top-notch customer support and service, very streamlined process, and no issues or regrets." You can have those feelings as well, because just for you, because you're listening, you can apply to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. And the only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. It's LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Hey, let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent, and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
I know Leroy Selman said one time you were the best he ever played against. Who was the best you ever played against? Was there ever anybody that gave you problems?
Oh, geez. I think Leroy was the best I ever played against. Oh. But, you know, I played against so many guys in practice.
Right.
You know, I mean, Richard Dent's one of the best guys I've ever played against. Played against when I'm in practice. But if I'm playing against him in the game, which is a little bit different speed, I'd probably say he's the best. I mean, Dan Hampton. You know, I never saw a guy have so many pass rush moves in one pass rush because he was so good at it. I mean, he'd go under your underarm and then club you back the other side. And, you know, I mean, he, you know, in college, when I was, you'd see a guy, he'd make one move, he didn't get to the quarterback, you know, you shut it down. I mean, you know, those guys, when I got there, were just, you know, exceptional, and Dan was one of them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Showtime and Radio.com present All the Smoke, coming to Chicago for All-Star Weekend. Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are behind one of the hottest new podcasts and want you to join them Friday, February 14th, as they welcome KG, Kevin Garnett, as well as the homecoming of Derrick Rose. Listen to The Score for your chance to win a pair of tickets to All the Smoke. Catch recent episodes of All the Smoke with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Dwayne Wade, and the late Kobe Bryant. All the Smoke, available on Radio.com and video on the Showtime Basketball YouTube channel.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, "I lost my mojo." But with Roman, it is easy to talk about, with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Just go to GetRoman.com/team to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/team.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry! pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Hey Bulls fans, Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Weddington.
We bring you all the action of every Bulls game right here
on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall! He's got seven threes!
Wow. That was a big-time shot right there.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And right here on 670thescore.com.
A radio.com sports station. An official radio home of the Bulls.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. And once again, you have the responsibility of providing me with a number.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
That means caller four. So good at this, to the contest line 312-591-6700 wins a pair of one-day passes to the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier, February 14th through 16th. You can enjoy player appearances, musical performances, product drops, and more. For details, visit nbaevents.com/allstar or download the NBA Events app.
Can we be honest about something real quick? Just like as a show, like break the fourth wall a little bit?
Sure.
We had hoped to have the Pakoda projections out.
Yeah, you've been refreshing and refreshing and refreshing and refreshing the page.
I'm not like heartbroken, crestfallen or anything.
Luckily, we have a show 5 days a week.
Now, I know that we've got a show 5 days a week, Rick. It's just I got my hopes up, man.
Would you rather jam it all into this show, which was already pretty busy, or would you rather have it tomorrow, where you probably have a little more room to stretch your legs?
I mean, I guess tomorrow, but being, you know what it is? You like to be first in this day and age of Twitter. You like to have it and then react to it and then get it out there. But instead, I don't have for you this projection for the White Sox winning 80 games.
I expected
projection for the Cubs.
The timing would be the same as it was on Thursday when you said, Pakoda's out.
Yeah, it was 8:35.
And it was the player cards. I thought they would hold themselves to the same kind of schedule, but apparently not. It's the Iowa caucus app that's involved, and they've got a recount.
We'll survive.
I mean, probably. We'll probably
maybe
survive.
You know
what,
know
though? They still got to play the season, too. I know it's projections, and they're generally pretty trustworthy.
No, but, it's just math. The baseball isn't played by actual humans anymore. It's just math on spreadsheets with projections.
I know some people would prefer that.
Are we doing that? Yeah, some people might. Speaking of, there is, you mentioned whether or not we'll survive, Rick. You've all seen the latest on the Astros cheating scandal, right? You've all noticed this? Why is this not a bigger story?
I don't know.
You have,
I don't know, that goes back
a
to
a situation here. Let me whiteboard this for you. You have a Wall Street Journal report by Jared Diamond, who we've had on the show a number of times.
Well-respected writer.
Really good. Who is writing that MLB's investigation into the Astros cheating scandal did not go far enough. And in fact, instead of MLB's report saying that the front office wasn't involved, it turns out that in 2016, a full year before MLB's investigation started kicking things up about the cheating scandal, instead of that, video people brought this idea, codenamed Codebreaker. And here's, when you're codenaming processes in an MLB franchise, you're probably doing something wrong to begin with. So they bring this thing to the front office in 2016 and then begin to cook up a plan.
Like as a presentation in a meeting, here's what we can do with these cameras. And you did notice, too, that Rob Manfred is doing what you want him to do, where he's saying, yeah, this whole special secret team access to a video room kind of thing might have been a bad idea. We may have kind of invited this kind of behavior.
You did, Rob.
Yep.
You did. Here's the other thing Rob's in trouble for and whether or not things can survive. If the MLB investigation couldn't turn up what Jared Diamond has, then I got to think that the entire baseball cognoscenti's idea, mine too, of baseball not wanting to turn up more than they thought their fans could handle. This idea of siloing this. Oh, don't worry, it's just the Astros, and it just happened then, and it was just a couple of players, and yeah, Alex Cora took it to the Red Sox, but we'll deal with that later. This whole idea of siloing the story and making it look like baseball was just poised to rebound from the Astros as bad actors, nope. But I can't trust that. If I can't trust that it was just the two seasons and not in the playoffs, except it was in the playoffs, we
and
found that
at
out.
Home only, and now they know, oh just yeah, it was also on the road.
Why would you trust this organization? Why would you trust baseball to turn over what they know about how teams are manipulating the outcomes of these games, manipulating the results of these games? This is a very big issue with a sport that takes the sanctity of its numbers and its players as one of the most important things around it. You got a jackass like Pete Rose using this kind of cover as, oh, I should be back in the game now. No, Pete.
No, what you did has nothing to do with this.
But the fact that this is shady enough to let him crawl out and not be completely disintegrated by the sunlight around him, like that's a problem. That's a big problem for baseball.
Yeah, when you have guys on the Orioles, Sig Megdal and others who were, and anybody connected to the Astros at that time, who we now know was aware at the very least of some people doing some of this that are now with other organizations. It's why I asked Dan Zimborski earlier what I did about all the time and effort spent to put into these projection systems.
Right.
The data are just the data. The data can't account for somebody knowing what pitch is coming and how that affects the data, how that affects the quality of their play. You know what pisses me off too was when it's little things like this. It's little things like me loving the video that I saw of Jose Altuve going back to his hometown and showing people the diamond on which he learned to play with his dad.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And when they said, you know, there's broken bottles out there, and they had one baseball. And if he hit the baseball on top of a building, they would be out. They couldn't practice anymore. And his dad, from the youngest ages, age three, his dad would pitch to him, and he'd hit it, and his dad would go chase it down and come back. They had one baseball. And he's walking around, and he's helping kids out. And all I could think of now is like going back and the warm feelings that I got. I don't want to be a cynic about all this stuff. I want to be able to enjoy stories like that. I want to be able to enjoy there's a guy who's 5 foot freaking five, who's an MVP. And now I watch and I see him all over a slider from Aroldis Chapman that he clearly knew was coming and was alerted, yeah, whether it was by a buzzer. And there's that too, because it's clear that that happened.
It's the AJ Hinch stuff, right?
Yeah,
we interviewed with the MLB Network over the weekend.
It's just so unseemly, and it makes me feel bad for liking that video about his childhood story when some of this might be BS.
Yeah, I mean, as cynical as I've gotten about baseball over the last couple of years, and as cut and dry as you can make it by just looking at numbers and the math of baseball, I think there is something to be said for romanticism about it, right? I mean, Pitt says it in Moneyball. How can you not be romantic about baseball? That's difficult for me, too. I still have those feelings attached to that. And there's a lot of smart people who have written about the cheating scandal, right? About knowing what pitch is coming. Ben Lindbergh wrote about it for The Ringer. And there is some evidence to support the idea that it doesn't help all that much, or at least not as much as you think. And while that might be true, granted, they're going to have to rework the numbers now with reports from the Wall Street Journal and Jared Diamond that, no, they were actually cheating on the road as well and had a system involved for all that.
Yeah, that takes away one of the pillars of the counter-argument from the Astros. Well, what about home and road splits then?
You got to redo all that stuff. You got to fire the oven back up and recook those numbers. The thing of it is if it affects one pitch, it's too much. Because by the letter of the law, in baseball, you cannot use technology to steal signs like that. That's the one thing that's kind of always been against the rules when it comes to sign stealing, whether it's 51 and the Giants using a dude with a spyglass in the outfield to go look at signs from the catchers, whether it's that technology or this and the artificial intelligence and spin off whatever's coming next to you, that's all clearly written down illegal. And now you get this change, you get this alteration to what can happen in a baseball game, and even if it throws a guy off, oh, it's going to be the fastball. Well, is it really going to be the fastball? Is it really going to be the hook? If it changes one outcome because it's against the rules the way it is, that's too much.
Here's our dumb text of the day.
Oh, good. It was late today. Thank God.
Proof positive why baseball players are not worth the money.
Oh, Lord.
What? What baseball players aren't worth what money?
All of them.
All baseball all players are not worth the money because executives cheated?
I guess.
What?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Okay. It's a wild place, our text zone. It is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, or on here, Agonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. At the bottom of the
Which
hour.
Which of your Gonquins is favorite?
It's one of the Gonquins.
Algonquin.
It's your Gonquin of choice.
A corn.
Right. Not Algonquin. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball, the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com.
So are you done with milk in your coffee? Has Joaquin Phoenix convinced you that dairy products are no longer moral and that we're all kind of have been doing something wrong?
I didn't get that.
I didn't either.
And I don't put milk in my coffee.
Ever?
No.
None of it? Never had a latte. Never enjoyed a cappuccino.
I have, but that's different. I'll occasionally very rarely have a cappuccino, but no, I don't do the milk and coffee.
Yeah, I've gone.
I'm not a coffee snob like you are.
Yeah,
I don't fetishize it.
I do. I absolutely do.
No, it's just a delivery system for a drug to me.
It's also that for me, which is great, by the way.
Yeah, I literally drink Juul brand coffee.
Okay.
I mean, it's the Signature Select, whatever it is in the red can. And I buy it, and I make it.
This
and
is usually where I'd say I'll buy you some beans as a gift or something like that. But it's one of the I don't believe in giving gifts to somebody that you know they won't appreciate.
It's not true. I've had good coffee.
Oh, really? You've gotten into it?
No, I've had. I can tell the difference.
Yeah,
I can completely. If you set three coffees in front of me and you tell me to rank them by expense, I could probably do it just by smelling them.
Yeah, I mean I cook beans. You know when I get here every day.
Amazing.
And you know the new stuff that I get.
The thing
time.
Is, I don't care. I really don't.
I don't care.
I don't have enough bandwidth for that. There are some things that I do care about, but you know, I can buy my underpants at CVS and I can get my coffee at Juul and I can be perfectly happy.
Well, I'm glad because that means you're not sinning against Mother Earth as Joaquin Phoenix told us we all were for putting any sort of dairy in our coffee. So that's good. I
didn't get it.
I didn't either. Have you seen Joker yet, though? Did you peruse that movie?
Will not.
Will not. Well, Michael Phillips probably didn't help either. He kind of panned that film.
No, I'm not interested. And I forgot to thank Michael Phillips, by the way.
What?
They helped me find a dishwasher.
What?
Because you know, his wife is Heidi Stevens, wonderful Tribune writer.
Oh, yeah. Are they both brilliant writers? What a wonderful marriage. Yeah. Good for them.
And like their dishwasher crapped out, and she blogged somewhere. She had something on Twitter that was linked to something else about her search for a dishwasher. So I DM'd her, and I'm like, exactly what you said about your dishwasher just making dishes wet instead of actually cleaning them.
Yes, that's what mine does.
It's happening to us. And she mentioned where she went, and that we went right there. And we got literally the exact same dishwasher. Because I explained to the guy, they explained to the owner. And that's the same guy who, because for a while, anytime I had a major purchase, the person selling it to me had just sold one to Hub. I kid you not. And I went in, and he's like, oh, yeah, it was just in here. Hub Arkish was just in here. And the last time I got a car, I sit down at Polyacura with my guy Bob. And he's like, hey, I just sold a car to Hub Arkish. Like, what the hell's going on here? Why? Anytime I need
following
the footsteps of Hub. This guy's 6'3". You literally drink Juul coffee. Yes. The Signature Select, the red can. It's generic. Store brand coffee.
Does the rest of the family drink that?
They hate it.
Okay.
my wife refuses.
Now I wish I asked that earlier.
My wife has she has a Nespresso machine.
Another thing that you do and the rest of your family can't freaking stand.
And not only do the kids hate it, they also, both kids, say they'd rather prepare the coffee themselves rather than have me make the coffee, because they say when I make coffee it sucks because I don't put enough in.
What do you do wrong?
It's too weak for them. They like stronger coffee.
How many scoops are you putting in?
I don't count. I just sort of go.
You don't even count the scoops?
No.
Well, that's just
should I?
Wrong. Yes, oh. You should count the scoops.
Again, don't care.
You should count the. If you say, listen, if you're going to preach this thing as a delivery system for a drug, you should determine how much of the drug you're getting.
I don't know.
God, you're an idiot.
It's a good thing I'm not into the gray death. Oh. That might end up bad, right?
So I just hold the whole thing, right?
Oh, when we come back, have you seen what's going on with the Michigan State football coach problem? So now Luke Fickell's the fourth guy after Mel Tucker and...
Other guy and dude. Luke Fickell.
Luke Fickell said no. Mel Tucker said no. There was the NFL guy with the Niners who said no.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then there's another guy who said no.
There's another name.
There's a name now that's being associated who they there might be interest.
Get better names.
All I can say is, hoo boy, this would be fun. We'll tell you who that is next on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams. From the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
If you are interested in learning about reverse mortgage loans, please listen to this recent Team Hochberg reverse mortgage success story. Meet Billy, 94. 94-year-old Billy, a widower, living in a $350,000 home. Billy contacted Team Hochberg for a free consultation based upon his financial planner's recommendation. And Team Hochberg reverse mortgage expert Jose Rodriguez answered Billy's questions and explained that the money from the loan would not be taxed by the IRS. Jose then helped Billy secure a $250,000 reverse mortgage, which will allow him to live the rest of his life without the stress of running out of money. So if you'd like more information on how a reverse mortgage can allow you to live the rest of your life without the stress of running out of money, like they helped Billy, call Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID, or visit reversedavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit reversedavid.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about, with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Just go to GetRoman.com/team to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/team.
You probably think that's the sound of a power drill, but it's a new stand mixer whipping up something even more powerful, cookies. Now at HomeDepot.com, get everything from artisan stand mixers to premium coffee makers. Save up to 20% on small kitchen appliances. Plus, enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store and online returns. Shop decor now at HomeDepot.com. Outdoors get more done. Valid on select items online only now through February 20th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like if you're the same person and you've gotten up 2-3 times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like if you got to allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to. Excuse me.
Always aggravated. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jimbo Covert is joining us. What is most important to you on how fans remember you both on and off the field, Jimbo?
Well, you know, I think the thing, Danny, is I just came in
day one and started from the very first day of mini camp. And you know, I don't regret anything in my career. There were times when I played when maybe I shouldn't have. 88 when I hurt my back and came back and played 6 weeks later that, you know, I believe shortened my career, but I don't regret that. You know, I made a decision and did it. And, you know, I wish I could have played longer, but I just kind of wore out. So I left it all out on the field, and I'm going to be 60 this year coming up. And, you know, I'm still walking upright, not all bent over. So I don't regret any of it.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So the guests on the text line for who the name is that's now affiliated with the Michigan State opening.
The
guesses are better than the actual name, saying, please tell me it's Tim Beckman. Oh, God, let it be Jim Tomsula. And the best one from the 630, is it Morris Berger?
Yes.
No, it is not, but it is Brett Bielema. Brett Bielema, who was hired by the New York Giants to coach their offensive line. Ugh. The report is definite interest in the Michigan State job.
I'll bet, Brett. God, how sad is that Michigan State's got to reach out to that tired bastard for the job? I mean, good luck. What a horrible situation.
Michigan State deserves this.
Yeah, kind of.
They deserve this.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Absolutely, 100%. And if it ends up being Brett Bielema, they have earned it and earned it well. Thanks to Shane Reardon and Rick Camp and Christopher Dickens for producing today. Thanks to Dan Zaborski, Mike McGraw, and Michael Phillips for jumping on today as well. All good stuff. We will continue with Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Friday. It's this Friday. This one. And there's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day. But it's probably not what you're thinking. You don't have to hook it up to the Wi-Fi. It's better than that. It's called Micro Velvet. Created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft, so soft they beg to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com and get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, they're irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, you don't have to wrap them because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them The Score sent you.
When you order Little Caesars Deliver, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparisons based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about. With a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Just go to GetRoman.com/team to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/team.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
The White Sox signing all-star catcher Yasmani Grandal to a four-year, $73 million deal. And the television analyst for the White Sox, Steve Stone, kind enough to join us now.
Would you anticipate James McCann still as a big part of the White Sox in a platoon scenario, where sometimes plays a little first base also?
Yes, absolutely. Dan, I believe that the two of them will make, for the Sox, one of the strongest catching combinations around. McCann was outstanding last year, and defensively he's very good. He calls a great game. I don't look to him to take a back seat to anybody. I think that he's going to play a lot. I think because of the flexibility of Grandal, he's going to be able to keep that left-hand bat in the lineup, especially against right-handed starters. Whether it's first base, designated hitter, behind the plate, you're going to see his left-handed bat quite a bit.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you. I will drink until next morning. Thank you.
Bong Joon-ho had some plans. Knew what he wanted to do. Got a bunch of hardware.
I will drink until next morning. It's a life motto, I think.
Well, when you win the Best Director and Best Picture,
right,
you got to go see that right damn now.
I know.
Do you have it?
Actually, now that I don't, but you can buy it on Amazon, I think, or something like that, so I might do that. Now that I think about it, I will drink until next morning. If Michigan State makes that hire, that might be their motto, too.
If Brett Bielema is the coach?
It might be their motto.
No, I'm dead serious, though. If your girlfriend needs to have some sort of genre comfort to know what she's getting herself into, it defeats the purpose of the movie. The idea is that you don't know. And I think Michael Phillips gave you a few more details than I would have preferred to give you. So try to forget those. But you watch it yourself then and let her watch it on her own.
No, she'll watch it. It's in the moment. I couldn't sell that one because I didn't have the genre for. I think now that it's won every Oscar that it looked at, that I think the hook's a little easier. I'll just be like, hey, it won 7 Oscars or 4, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So now we're watching it. I think I'll win.
Lawrence Holmes is here. He is getting ready to go. The Man in Black will have you for the next couple hours.
Johnny Cash is here? He is?
Nobody won an Oscar last night.
The guy who played Johnny
Phoenix
Cash.
Won. Oh. Yeah, so that's, same kind of thing.
And then he said we can't put milk in our coffee.
No more.
Yeah, what was he talking about?
No idea. No clue. Those were the ramblings of a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Which, on brand, I guess.
Totally on brand.
For him? That
for
was
him.
Kind of fun.
I didn't get a chance to watch all of the Oscars. I got back in time for the biggies, but because I went to go see the Harley Quinn movie.
Did you like it?
Liked it more than I thought
the
I was
Birds
going
of Prey?
To.
Is that right? I mean, I'm a big Ewan McGregor guy, so I think that's kind of pulled me in for that
he's
one.
He's a good villain.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, it was better than I was like, I'll go see it. Yeah, I like Margot Robbie, and I mean, I love Mary Elizabeth Winstead too. I think what's great about her is that she's so big.
Who does she play?
She plays Huntress.
Oh yeah.
But there's a little twist of what they did with the Huntress backstory. But I mean, I've loved her since Scott Pilgrim, and she's in the Gemini Man movie. So she's like starting to move more towards action stuff, and she's built for it because she. She's making Rosie Perez, who's like, 4 feet tall, just look like a child. So it was fun. Like that's the word I used for that movie. Fun. I don't know if it moves anything along in the DC universe.
Probably not.
But as far as I felt like my money was well spent. I didn't feel like I was like, there wasn't a moment where I was like, I'm going to walk out of here.
I have refused to see Suicide Squad up to this point. Do I have to see that to get into Birds of Prey?
No. And I'm one of the few people that enjoy Jared Leto as Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you don't have to see it. It'll just make you there's a couple of callbacks to it, but it's not anything that you would need to enjoy the movie.
Good to know.
So were you watching XFL? Were you watching golf? What was Bulls basketball?
Saturday, I was watching a lot of college basketball And then what the one good thing of me watching DePaul on Saturday, the one good thing is that when I got disgusted with them losing yet again in Big East play, because they've only won one game in Big East play since starting 12-1. When I got disgusted, I left, I went and got myself a late breakfast. Got myself some huevos con chorizo from Maravillas in Hyde Park.
All right.
Came back in, and luckily the DePaul game was over. But on the U2, they were showing kung fu movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yes.
And this was called the, what was it? Not the undefeated, but it was the invincible. Okay. And I'm just dying. Like, I needed a good laugh.
Who
after,
was it?
Was it Jim Kelly?
Was it John Saxon?
No. I don't even know Sonny who Chiba. It was. All I know is that at one point, this guy is just kind of walking through the jungle. He's just minding his own business. Mm-hmm.
Not bothering anybody.
And then a gorilla comes out and is like, I want to check your technique.
Okay. Was it?
And they face off with martial arts with the gorilla. It was so great.
Okay. See, what I need to know is, was this like a Clarence Beeks, Theo Epstein gorilla
yes.
suit? Oh
yes, it God. Was. It very much was. And you knew that the gorilla was defeated by how his eyes were like retinally disconnected.
Okay.
It was really, really fantastic. I shared it with the world on Instagram because this is what back in the day on Connor, you're probably too young for this.
Okay.
Channel 66, Samurai Sunday.
Yeah.
Lock it in, man. And I just sat there for a good 30 minutes and said, this is phenomenal. This is what I needed to cleanse my palate.
Did the gorilla announce he was checking his style?
No, he just came out and got into a stance.
Okay. And I don't know why the gorilla would bother with, you know, the whole kung fu thing when he can just
fight in
the style of the gorilla.
Yeah, he could just go gorilla. Connor, look at this. You got to see this.
All right. I found it on IMDb. I found the page on the thing. Oh, well, this is preposterous.
It's so
That's not
great.
A thing. That's
it's
not
so
a,
great. Oh,
my God. That's such a, it's a bad, okay, The Invincibles from 1972. the gorilla suit was clearly on discount. That is just, you know what it is? The seriousness with which our hero goes after this gorilla is impressive.
Well, he can't make it past the gorilla. I mean, he's got to get to where he's going.
Right. He's reached gorilla stage.
And now the gorilla's out there and he's got to fight him. So I watched that for a little bit. It made me laugh away my anger, which was a good thing. And then I tuned into a little bit of XFL, and I watched it.
I think
it was a thing.
I think the reports of it being good football are overrated.
No, it was surprisingly not bad.
It's not terrible.
It was fine.
That's a good word for it.
Football was fine.
Yeah, this happened with the AAF too. This happened early on when people were like, you got to watch this. And here's my feeling on the XFL, and we're gonna talk about it. Connor Orr, who covered the AAF, who covers the NFL, and now covers the XFL for SI, is going to join me around 12:25. I don't know if I want to invest in anything until I know there's going. It's just like TV for me. Tell me that you're going to have a season two, and then I'll jump on board. Like, I don't see any reason to jump on board feet first with the XFL.
You don't have to.
That's how I'm approaching it.
I just think it's kind of there and it's on. And if there's a player that jumps out at you, you can you know, plant your flag and say this guy can play in the NFL if somebody gives him a chance.
It
shows you though how if you can get quality coaches and get some personnel guys to know what they're doing, you can create a reasonable facsimile of professional football. I was surprised that some of the line play was as coordinated as it was, because I thought that's what it's hard to get right is tackles when you're down to the bottom of the barrel with some of those guys.
I did like the kickoff rule. I like that more than I expected to like it. And in trying to explain it to my dad on Sunday, like I go there, I'm sitting there watching the game with him, and I said, did you know that this existed? Now, my dad's in his mid-70s, so it's not like he's on Twitter or anything.
Right.
And I said, did you know anything about this? He's like, no, I had no idea. Fine. I said, are you interested in watching? And he's like, sure, I don't care. So, and he loves football. So we're sitting there watching it, and I'm trying to explain the differences. Like, because he said, like, wait, why isn't anyone running? I said, well, it's a new rule. It's a safety thing. And I actually kind of like it. It makes sense. It makes sense that kind of like a scrimmage play, just wait and now let's go. And it gives you one the opportunity for a big play and doesn't put anyone in danger of getting hit after running 60 yards
right.
at a man. So I was okay with it. I was and I just kind of go, all right, maybe I'll come back next week if there's nothing popping on the weekend.
My dad was in town this weekend. I watched a lot of XFL with him as well. And the thing that he and I were kind of disappointed by, and maybe it was just the selection of games we watched, not enough 2- and 3-point conversion attempts.
Correct.
I would have liked to see more of those, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the league looks at some of the coaches and goes, fellas, let's see a little bit more risk taken here. And then Mark Trestman's going to go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but football coaching is all about risk aversion for the most part.
Yeah,
it's hard
really
to get
is.
Those guys out of that. The one thing that I can just tell them right now, they can just get rid of the 2-forward pass thing. Like just
no one's going to use it, right?
Like yeah, let's just
it's never going to happen.
Just get rid of it, because the idea is we're playing. You're not competing with the NFL. You're not. You're hoping to partner with the NFL. So let's do some innovative stuff, but let's not get stupid. And the 2-forward pass thing to me